and welcome to the T3 podcast, a giant bird puke filled cool box in a sea of gadget infested waters. What? It was in the news. Look it up. Honestly. Coming up on this week's show, sponsored by Bose, it's Nokia 5800 launch day, and we've gone smartphone crazy. We'll hear from the frantic scenes in Regent Street this morning as it went on sale. I was there. Away from things finished, more Google Android phones are on the way, and words I thought I'd never utter again. We're excited about a Palm. The Pre. It's pretty good, you know. Oh, and while we're here, we've the official console sales figures. No respite for Sony, I'm afraid. And there may not be a PS4. All that, plus all the usual tomfoolery. But first, let me introduce my co-host. It's the lovely Ree Morgan and Mr. T3 himself, Duncan Bell.
Hello. I have to say, I'm frequently incited by my Palm.
Very good. On for Mr. Bell.
Always start with a masturbation joke.
Excellent.
First rule of broadcasting.
So anyway, I was off snowboarding and missed your weekly wine last time round.
It was very weekly, actually.
Well, what is it that's kept you awake at night this week?
I'll tell you what's kept me awake. Well, actually, just yesterday. I just happened to, I'm sure it's not just me, happened to go to the BBC's business page yesterday, and it was basically as if the world were coming to an end. And it just so happened, it was all about technology yesterday. On another day, it could have been retail.
Well, just to break in very briefly, we're officially in recession today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, who knew?
There we go. Anyway, carry on.
Good to have things come. Yeah, no, it's mad. All on one day. Or at least it had all been collected by the BBC into one page of doom in one day. 5,000 redundancies at Microsoft, 6,000 redundancies at Intel. Sony looking at a loss of $2.2 billion, was it? When they were expecting a profit of $1.2 billion?
They are.
Somebody seriously cocked up the accounting
bad.
There.
But aren't Apple, haven't they just posted record profits this
That's
quarter?
That's the weird thing. Apple, as often with Apple, completely ignoring what's going on in the rest of the world and doing really well. But
there we go. So what's the beef?
My question to you, Dan, is, well, it's not really a beef. It's what's going on in the world? What's going on in our world of gadgets?
Oh, God. It's we're all mixed up in all this craziness in financial markets, and people haven't got any money and they're not buying them.
I've got an alternative.
Sounds like a good time to release an £850 netbook.
Yes, quite. I've got an alternative suggestion, which is perhaps the reason Apple are doing well and Sony, Microsoft, maybe to a lesser extent Intel, to be fair, aren't doing quite so well is because some of their products maybe are a bit rubbish. So maybe the fact there's less money sloshing around in the world at whole. We'll concentrate people's minds a bit on giving consumers what they actually want.
Sort the gadget wheat from the gadget chaff.
Exactly.
Let's hope so.
So, excellent. In fact, this isn't a moan. It's almost a kind of...
it's a celebration.
Of disaster. Anyway. But people who've lost their jobs probably won't find a job for a long time to come. So
yes, I know someone who's currently on gardening leave who works in the technology industry. Never mind. Anyway, the 5800 went on sale today. Nokia opened its flagship store on Regent Street at 8 a.m. to baying hordes. And we were there. Well, I was anyway. The rest of you were still in bed. They were offering free tickets to a music festival in Spain for the first 100 customers.
Benny Kassim.
Here's how it went down.
Okay, I'm at the Nokia store. The music's just started. I've been here since 7:30, and the queue's grown ever so slightly. I've just counted. There's about 65, so they're not quite up to the 100 that are going to get these tickets. I'm just going to wait for this music to die down and then have a quick word with some of the people in the queue.
Yeah, hi.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Bob.
Bob, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 4.5 hours.
Okay, that's a pretty mighty effort.
Yeah, I just love Nokia. Like, I just can't get enough of Nokia. I think I've got a bit...
Is this really true? You're not just saying this?
No, I'm not just saying this. I really, really love Nokia. Like, I've been to Helsinki and gone to Nokia headquarters and, like, just the 5800 is just the most amazing thing ever. It's just better value for money.
Hold on. What about the Nokia N97?
It's not... Well, it's a better phone, but this is just better value.
Bob, you're a worthy fan. I'm impressed. Right, I'm going to see how long other people have been here. Thanks very much, Bob. How long have you been queuing here?
Since 5:30.
Okay, what? Why?
Why? Because we want this phone. It is the phone to have at the moment. It's going to beat that phone that's out there at the moment. And
you're nodding over to the Apple shop.
Yeah, that's right. It's the phone that's going to beat that. It's the phone that Nokia are going to wipe the floor with.
It's the iPhone killer.
Yeah, exactly.
New one. Hold it up.
Okay. Bob's just entered.
This is at 7:30.
He's the number one.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the first to get his hands on the 5800. Bob, you just got your hands on the first 5800 in the UK. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to call my friend, my girlfriend when I get out of here. Tell her what's happened. I wasn't really expecting this, but yeah, it's been cool.
That was about all I got out of him before he was swamped by Nokia people and the rest of the media.
That guy hasn't got a girlfriend.
That was Bob Brown from Waterloo. I like the way he said friend, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Mm. Actually, I've got.
What does he mean? I didn't expect this. He got up really early, so he was first in the queue. And then, I was the first one to get a 5800. Didn't expect that.
I don't think he expected.
There was actually quite a lot of press there. Nokia had done their job, but I've got a story to tell you about Bob.
You know him quite well now, don't you?
No, well, I do. I chatted to him afterwards.
You're his friend.
I don't even know if Bob Brown is his real name. It's a bit too...
I did think it sounded like you doing a voice. For a moment, I thought you just made up the whole thing.
I was there. No, but Bob, he's not actually a big Nokia fan. He has been to Helsinki, that's true.
Yeah.
But
I've been to Berlin, I'm not a Nazi.
The rest of it was all nonsense. He wanted the phone so he could stick it on eBay. He reckoned with the tickets and the phone he was going to make £300 profit. And he didn't dare tell any of the media the real story because he thought Nokia were going to take it off him.
That's quite a scoop, actually. That's good.
So there you go. So Bob Brown isn't a Nokia fan. If indeed Bob Brown really is his name.
Bob Brown, I hope you're listening and you're ashamed.
Hang your head. He paid in cash, I noticed. No tracing him. So the 5800, what do we think?
I don't think it's as whoever was in the queue is an iPhone.
It's the best phone in the world. Come on.
It's in the middle of the road. It's a mid-range, isn't it? It's not a high-end Nokia.
Yeah.
It doesn't
I do think they've done, a mean job for £250. It's actually a pretty decent piece of kit.
Without wanting to sound patronising to what is, after all, a massive company, they have done very well for a first touchscreen effort.
First stab at it.
Actually, Nokia's profits, forgot about them. They're massively down.
Going back to my original point.
Good. I'll tell you what the 5800 is missing, and which we initially reviewed this in T3, and we had to pull the review, but change the review, for the magazine, not the website, because it turned out we'd been slightly misinformed. But originally it was going to comes with music.
Yeah, it was.
Which, and apparently at some point in the future,
that was
the whole point of it, wasn't
come
it?
With,
it was...
Yeah, it, but it doesn't.
Right. No. And this explains it, because I have missed this correction. And I was there, and they were saying, and it comes with 10 free music tracks. And I'm thinking... What's the point of that?
What do I care about?
Well, obviously they've not been shouting from the rooftops. So
hold on, for £250 quid, you don't get the.
No.
I take it all back. It's rubbish.
That's the thing. That was the whole thing. They launched Comes with Music with the 5800 phone.
That's what would have turned it from a pretty good touchscreen phone into an iPhone killer, because it's free music.
Oh,
and
Nokia,
as I've said before, it's a great service. But
anyway,
if you can get it to work, it's a great service.
Yeah, otherwise, I think it all worked fine. I had a play with it. It looked good.
Yeah. It's a nice phone, it's all right.
The touchscreen's good on it.
I always think Nokia phones... I think we repeat ourselves a lot on this programme, but I have said before, and I'll say it again, they do tend to lack a bit of charisma somehow for me.
However,
but...
this is probably one of the best looking ones, and it looks better than the N97.
Mm, true.
Which does look like a Nokia phone.
Yeah, N97
is... This actually looks like it's got a bit of character. Anyway, enough plugging for Nokia's new 5800. Rhi, it seems so long since you've graced my ears with a gadget of the week.
Kind of really low kind of music, like a violin.
To drown out the sound of me being sick.
What are you grasping there?
This
strange looking object.
I know it is strange.
Looks like a massager.
Not a personal massager. With a video screen camera on it.
No, what it is the Minoru 3D webcam. So this apparently is what everybody's been talking about. It's the world's first 3D.
Everybody has been talking about it.
Hence the 3D specs you brought with you.
Yes. But we can't plug it in. We could plug it in. So you have to wear them. You have to don them.
Yeah,
now.
They haven't really progressed in style since the 70s, I don't think.
Once again, this is great radio. Dan's wearing some glasses with red and blue eyes.
Yeah, there we go. They're pretty standard ones. But the thing looks kind of funky.
It doesn't look very nice.
How much is this?
Wally's little brother. It's $49.95.
Hey, that's pretty
good.
For
a webcam. And it's, the first one with 3D.
For a 3D webcam. Have you tried it out? What's the effect like?
Yeah. It takes an age to set up. You kind of have to plug it in and then you have to create all the 3D images by lining the two different colours that you do with 3D. And then what I didn't understand with this gadget is that you're in 3D, but no one else can look at you in 3D unless they've got a pair of glasses. I don't know about anyone else, but I don't have a pair of 3D glasses in my top drawer.
Well, you've got two here, so you and a friend...
Yeah, but what if your friend's in another house?
Oh, I see.
Well, this...
If you put it on the web...
Yeah, if you put it on the web, you could put it on YouTube.
I guess the theory is that once you bought one, all your mates will want one just to get the specs and see you in your 3D-ness.
I think that's where it immediately falls down. It's the same reason that all the kind of proprietary Skype-to-Skype home phones that also double as deck phones haven't taken off, because you and everybody you know has to have them if you're going to interact with everybody in the same way. The other reason it won't take off is because it's stupid.
Oh.
It is very novelty.
It's totally novelty.
Yeah.
And maybe this is what the world needs in a recession, is being able to see
in 3D. I want useless 3D gadgets. That's what
I can see one use for it.
Right, yes, I'm with you. Anyway.
Big things coming at
yes,
you.
Yes, good. We're not far away from the Mobile World Congress. Speaking of things coming at us.
And Congress.
In Barcelona. Plenty of excitement expected, not least from Android, which desperately needs to make a splash. In the US, the iPhone's been outselling the T-Mobile G1 by a factor of 6-1, we heard this week. Dunk, time for Android to step up to the plate.
Yeah, exterminate. All the way through that intro, I was trying to think of a really funny robot link.
That's great.
And I didn't manage it. No. I apologise for that, listeners. But yes, well, Android so far, it's still like a really good platform that's saddled with a horrible phone. So
I like the phone. I've got the phone.
Okay, yeah, a mediocre phone, not a horrible phone.
Well, yeah.
I was in Carphone Warehouse the other day and somebody behind the counter had one and several people, unprompted, said, oh, that's nice.
Well, was but it the black one?
But that just made me think that people in Carphone Warehouse are weird. Oh, that's so lovely.
I was excited about Android. It seemed like it was going to be something special. And it's just stalled with the G1. Nothing else has come out. And
well,
this is
so
why
far.
Desperately. I know, but it has been a while.
There have been.
We really need a kick.
Yeah.
From Mobile World Congress.
It does need to go on other handsets.
Hawaii. How do you even say them?
I don't know.
I must own about a dozen of their pieces of kit. Huawei, the dongle makers, the people who make all the dongles. They're going to be unveiling an Android handset. They've already said.
Yeah. Mm. But none of all the Android handsets that I've heard about, and well, there's only been two, and one of them subsequently been pulled. They've not been by the big 4 or 5mobile manufacturers. That's the other thing. So.
Speaking of which, Samsung and HTC, there's words on the grapevine. Nothing actually official from them, but they are expected to perhaps be unveiling something Androidy. And Sony Ericsson in the past have basically said, yeah, we're bringing one out.
Yeah, that's what I want a Sony Ericsson.
Surely
one.
Now is the time.
It is. Yes, it is. That's a call to action. Yes.
Come on,
boys.
Do it.
Don't be depressed about your plummeting profits and having to lay loads of people off.
But we just want a decent-looking one, phones. Built well, that's sexy and does lots of Android stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Is that too much to ask?
Come on, people.
So. Maybe Apple should make one.
Steady.
Oh.
Or Sony and sort of charge vast.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. £900.
That'd be great. Now,
then make it not actually open source.
Speaking of Sony, on to the world of consoles. And fresh sales figures have confirmed. Well, I think what we already knew, Wii 1, 362, and PS3, well, 3.
Very 3. And Wii, very 1.
Wii, very 1.
I mean, I've got a Wii, and I really like the Wii, but it's amazing, really. Because there aren't that many good games for it. And if you look at the schedules in the year ahead, there's even fewer.
The answer has got to be the fact that the Wii has tapped markets that weren't there before.
Yeah, no, so, it's Wii Fit and Brain Training.
Yeah.
And Wii Sports, so you get free with it.
Hardcore gamers, some of them will have bought it, but also vast numbers of people who've never had a console, or perhaps their last console was, the Master System or something. And,
definitely. Like families.
But it's just the sheer extent of it. Unfortunately, I don't have the figures to my fingertips, and I suspect you don't either. But but the Wii sales in this country and worldwide were just so much bigger than the Xbox, and then the Xbox somewhat bigger than the PS3.
Well, Xbox has kind of kept itself up by its
cutting its price to virtually nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. And to be fair, by having loads of really good games, but loads of really good games aimed at people who actually are hardcore gamers. Yeah.
But that said, of the three of us sat here, you own a Wii, I own an Xbox 360, and you've got a PS3. So, it's a bit of
a technically, they've sold exactly the same amount.
Yes,
so these figures are rubbish.
In this straw poll of three,
there's an exact 33.3 recurring split.
Well, there we go. But
just proving, just showing you can prove anything with statistics.
I mean, we've bashed the PS3 a lot. But it's actually a pretty amazing piece of kit.
It is an amazing piece of kit, but it's like a Formula One racing car is an amazing piece of kit, but you don't want to drive it to Hun Stanton,
I'd give it a bash.
We keep on running out of fuel. You'd have to change your tyres every 5 minutes, You get arrested.
All those things happen with
PS3 as well.
I didn't really think
that one through.
No,
the PS3 is incredibly powerful, but the power isn't really used.
It's not tapped.
You don't really get to tap it. The whole Blu-ray thing is a bit of a red herring for most people, I think.
And
I'm not going to say content is king, because that's such a cliche.
But
the PS3 doesn't have a great deal of content.
But the particularly sad news for PS2, 3 fans is there might not be a PS4 on the back of this.
No, there might not, because Sony is saying, or at any rate, there won't be a PS4 apparently for a very long time, because basically Sony are saying that they expect, in the same way the PS2's lifespan has been 8 to 9 years, although, to be fair, the PS3 is overlapped with that. what they're basically saying is they expect the PS3's lifespan to be even longer. I think 12 years may have been the figure that was quoted.
I mean, that's extraordinary.
That is ridiculous, and it, isn't it?
And they're not.
The thought of playing now a 1997, you know, piece of hardware, what would be about the N64 or something, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and I mean, they say that because the PS3 is, I think the expression they used was intrinsically future-proof. That's like me saying, yeah, I'm intrinsically future-proof, I'm never going to die. I can say that until I'm blue in the face, but I will eventually be blue in the face.
Quite possibly. Right.
Yeah, so that makes me kind of think, well, maybe they think you're not having a PS4 at all, or they're not planning to think about it for a very long time.
Mm. Could well be. Well, they did mention, I mean, the quote has been it's going to be 12 years. They haven't actually said there's not going to be a PS4. They haven't categorically said.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's just me being...
It's your conjecturing.
Conjecturatoral.
Right, no more. It's nearly time to wrap things up. Just time for a pointless press release brought to you by Duncan.
Yes, not so much a press release.
Go on, what are they flogging?
Yeah.
Deodorant. It's Lynx, known as Axe in America, if you're listening to this from America. The slogan, that's what it is. The slogan for their new fragrance is Unleash the Man Lever.
The man what?
Man lever.
Lever?
Not lava, lever.
Leather. As in, because as in leather. Leather.
As in what your shoes are made of, or your underpants in certain cases. And basically because it says women have always been attracted to the smell of rubber. Leather. Sorry.
Freudian slip. Yeah.
The undeniable power of leather gives guys an inner confidence and a swagger that makes girls swoon.
Are they stuck in the 80s or something?
It's ridiculous. You get a guy's smell of leather.
I think, well, they could be stuck in the 50s. They could be, I suppose the eternal nature of leather, but they could be stuck in the 50s. Could be stuck in a 1970s gay porn film, really.
Quite possibly. What's
wrong with... I don't think is Lynx's target market. No, I could be wrong.
What's wrong with a bit of insignia? That's what I say. Well, on that bombshell, we shall leave it. You can thank Bose for bringing you this week's show. Thank you very much, Bose.
Yes.
There you go. I just did it. Remember, you can find all the latest on T3.com and T3 in quaint paper form on the shelves right now. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley. You've been listening to the T3 Podcast.